So anyway, welcome to our pre-show here. This is our live feed. We're live right now. If you're watching us, we're live. Is my face red? There's something going on with this fade to black, man. What is it, man? What is it? What is it? All right. So we are live as hell, man. We can't get no more live. This is the show prep portion of our show. And as I said, it's a portion of the show that always pisses people off because people don't understand this. This is where I'm creating the show. You know, I'm preparing the show, and sometimes in preparing, you're not editing yourself. You're letting it all kind of pour out of your face to see what works, and sometimes it's really offensive, etc. What am I looking for, man? Oh, I know. I had a great time at the improv on Friday night. I think that was the most fun I've had. And I did a variety of characters that, Friday night, and including Margaret and Valerie Gregson, one of the comics that was up Friday night. I was standing at the bar with her. She said, "You got to do Margaret Gray." And I said, "I think it's weird me standing up there, a guy with a beard." She goes, "Well," then she pulled off these scarves she had and started wrapping them around my head and stuff. And it worked. You know, I went up there. I mean, I think it did. I went up there with these scarves on my head doing this chick impersonation. Here we go. Praise God, I'll see. Oh, great. Okay. I left my credit card at the bar at the in the lab. And I just discovered it when I was up the street at the hotel. And oh, fuck. And I'm at this hotel. It's just far enough away from the club where it's like a not a hassle, but a kind of a pain in the ass to walk it. But it's also not worth getting your fucking car out and driving it, you know. So, fuck. You know, I'll just wait till tomorrow when I leave. Next day arrives, I go down there. Well, it's, you know, I'm leaving Hollywood at about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. I thought maybe there'd be somebody at the club, and there might have been, but everything was locked up out front. They have this gate in front of the courtyard there. So I went, I guess I'm out of luck with that one, man. So I just left it there, and I emailed these guys, and they said, "Yes, we do have your credit card." So that's really cool. Thank you. It's a credit card that I really should just fucking cancel. Because I don't use it. It's one that I don't use. All right, let's see how we're doing here with our spots this week. I'll walk on streets. I'll walk on streets of purest gold. I'll take the hand. Ah, Helix. It's this Helix. What? Oh, Helix. Yeah, cool. Like these guys. You're good. Got a good group of sponsors. And I got a really great story, too, about Movement Watch. Couldn't believe it, but it was like the second time in 2 weeks. Oh, fuck me.
Fuck you. Fuck.
So, man. I gotta find it. Margaret pukes in one of the shows last week. I think it's Thursday's show. What's with the fucking lighting in here, man? What's with this goddamn... There's something up with this color thing here, man. I'll walk on streets. God damn, it looks like my face is too red, doesn't it? So Margaret threw up on the show last week, and some guy actually made a comment, because I laughed when I listened to it, and some dude made a comment that it was funny, you know, and I remember when I listened to it, she goes, fuck me. She sounds like Satan basically throwing up. My God, it cracked me up. I gotta fucking find that. Fuck me. What is this? What fucking pages is this? Well, man. All right, that's done. That movement watch, okay. This is Nature Box, okay. And then this one is podcast.
Okay, face it. You love to binge, you know, on good stuff like cookies, spicy chips, TV shows, and of course, podcasts. Well, that's exactly why Thrilling Tales, the podcast, releases every chapter of its amazing stories on Mondays. So you can binge on the whole thing. So if you need something else to binge on or just something totally entertaining, get Thrilling Tales, the podcast now on the Podcast One app, iTunes, or at podcastone.com.
All right. It ain't nothing good than me. It ain't nothing good than me. I didn't say the word. It ain't nothing good than me.
You know, Phil, you're crude and you're filthy, but you're cute with it, aren't you? You don't let people see the filth that we see.
That's right, Margaret. That's right.
Oh, and you're proud of that?
Yes, I am. Very proud of it. So people think that I'm compared to you.
That's it. Compared to me, people think,
God damn it, motherfucker. Right, people think you're the animal.
Yes, and that's the part that's unfair. They listen to you and they think I'm some sort of
a farm animal. You were going to say that.
I was going to say it, I thought better of it.
It ain't nothing good that bitch off. So that's my life, man. Maybe Verdun Dozier ought to just rip into my ass today about that. I'm watching the Blackhawks here on TV number one. Tell you what, man, I've gotten into hockey again, too. Big time into. This is the team that beat the Ducks the other day. They're back home playing against the Winnipeg Jets. I think this is the guy that I saw. They have a guy in the Blackhawks that is just a little speed merchant, man, the way he gets down the ice. He was really tough for the Duck. The one Duck. I think they ought to change the name to just the Anaheim Duck. Why not, man? What have we got to lose, man? Why not? Fuck it. Well, is that important to you?
Yeah, man. It sure is.
Okay.
Well, look at me like I'm stupid.
Why not? Why can't I look at you like you're stupid? All right, so... Fuck. The next thing we're going to do after I get the website the website design done, next thing we're doing is we're taking this entire studio and throwing it in the street, and we're going to move it into a larger room, and we're actually going to turn the studio into a place where maybe we can get some live interviews in, where it'll look nice on video, and we've got a fireplace. We've got a whole fucking living room out here, man, and I'm jammed into this little fucking room here, so what we want to do is utilize the atmospherics, I think is what you'd probably call that. Flying me back to Memphis. Jesus. Got any messages here from Joe? Okay.
All right, now.
Does she really love me? I think she does. Like the stars above.
Hi, Phil Henry here. Testing 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Testing, testing. Testing, testing.
Fuck me.
I gotta find that. We gotta find that. We've got to. We must. We simply must. We must go on. We have to go on. Where Margaret throws up. What show was that? Thursday? Oh, I probably shouldn't be talking out of school here, but I talked to Horatio Sanz, you know, yesterday, and we're going to get him on Phil Henry and Friends at the Improv, because he's a funny guy. He's got a million characters. And then we were talking about he and I doing some stuff together. And that, I think, would be, for me, that would be a huge, huge gas. I would just be into that, so... But right now, I'm looking for Margaret Gray and her filthy goddamn mouth. Look at this guy's nose. Just busted in six places. What is this? The fuck is it? Why am I directly onto the dashboard of the website? That's interesting. All right. Try to keep my fly buttoned up. Well, I'm a crazy man, and she's playing a crazy game. No, I want to stream it, bitch. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here. Why don't I just get my, get out my feathers and my dancing... What's so funny? Especially brand spanking. What kind of cat litter?
It'll save me from a homicide charge.
Don't I be a...
You can't sleep. You can't...
I've got the next step. I have been told that I have to do these special chores.
About this, what are you...
Exactly.
Yeah, my bomb's going off.
That's exactly right. And we had to bring in a...
What's happened is that we no longer have Elcott the next step.
That's the Harvey Wireman news...
Long days of monkey on a yard of grapevine.
That's right. Go ahead. Figure it out.
There ain't no figuring it out. It's insanity. It's pure insanity. Jesus.
Oh, man, grow up.
And you people are talking about me.
All right, let's knock off the you people stuff, Jeff. Are you ready to do the report?
Yeah, I'm just... Can I get a little more hot? I'm going to put a little more hot water in here. Hold on for a minute. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I told other guests I'm going to tell you this. I can't...
It's Jeff Dine,
and let's get this over with, okay?
That report, and I see...
They give me another booth, but wasn't my booth, you know.
I can't remember what day that was. I'll try one more. We're kind of burning daylight here, so I better quit fucking around and start doing my goddamn job.
Does she really love you?
Well...
To Karen Deauville's birthday, did she request this?
Yes.
Or if, or better, nonetheless.
I'm so thrilled. Thank you so much. So I wanted to hear the rest of I Remember.
Hey, what are you speaking, baby talk all of a sudden?
I mean, you said...
Sorry, that I was stabbing Donald Trump in the back. She's got no business with...
ass down, would you? These young people really make asses of themselves, don't they?
Hey, you were the one that was throwing up outside.
I didn't throw up outside. I threw up in a sink. Just before I kicked his ass.
You didn't kick my ass.
I would.
On a show and I'll...
Aaron, sit down and apologize.
I'm sorry. Yes, because Phil is...
Oh, that is very childish, Miss Gray.
Here we go, Southern California. That son, you're good. You're...
Officer.
Or better, it's your world, Dave Oliver. I hope
on the street. That's
cheese. I've been a little bit constipated, and so I thought that having booze a booze-filled lunch. A lot of people who only have a salad the Thanksgiving, where you
put down the lower part of his slack on his shoe. You have, may I see your ID? And you'd have to, like, you know, figuratively kick her ass for that.
You know.
Oh, what, Robert, why don't you for what?
God!
Hey, man!
Wait. Take it outside, will you?
Let's go out. I'll step outside.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Here it is.
Your world, boss.
Now, hold on, Dave.
Is it gonna be, are they throwing the...
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on out there?
Brr!
Who did that?
Had to kick her ass.
What did you just do, man?
I didn't do anything. She's throwing up.
I didn't do anything, Mr. Ann, I swear to God.
Well, what the hell would you guys step outside for?
Margaret, you all right? Margaret!
The hell happened to her now? What happened?
I got sick. Well, what are you laughing?
I didn't do anything to you, Miss Gray.
There's something going on with her. I don't know what it is.
Were you drinking? Were you drinking, Margaret?
I had a drink, yes.
Sounds like you had more than one drink, because you've been argumentative ever since you hit the door.
Not that you aren't usually, you know.
Oh, Robert, why don't you, for once in your life, quit taking Whitey's side and stick up?
Yeah, you know something, man? Maybe I'm going to get up and kick some ass. Everybody sit down. You know what? I'm going to tell you to just cool your jets.
Phil.
Cool your jets outside.
Go ahead.
Dave Oliver, I hope, is still... Yeah, there he is. All right, Dave, Bud, go ahead.
Yeah, Dave, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. I mean, what happened?
Well, she said step outside and kick ass, so I stepped outside. She starts throwing up in the toilet. Turned out she'd been drinking.
Well, I mean, you know, had I been a police officer and I pulled her over, and I go, yeah, could I see your driver's license, Lee? What's going on?
We're interviewing you.
The reason why he...
Solid.
And it's great...
Featured presentation to a new server and... 29th, we're
throwing up outside.
I didn't throw up outside. I threw up in a sink just before I kicked his ass.
You didn't kick my ass.
I would have had I not started throwing up into a sink, is what I'm saying.
All right, well,
what did you just say?
That's a likely story. All right, welcome back. Yeah, turn down our good friends here, Oh Sleeper.
Yeah, Oh Sleeper, my God.
That was, General, was that you doing a Margaret impression, or Margaret, was that you doing a General impression?
That was me doing a Margaret impression. What do you think?
It sounds freaky.
Thank you. Anyway, what's the name of that band?
Oh, Sleeper.
So?
Well, I don't like it. What do you think of that?
All right, so very few people do, except for me and maybe Bud. Karen Deauville is a longtime listener of ours.
Fuck.
And Karen,
fuck it, man. I can't find it.
God damn it. She goes, bleh, fuck me. It's the greatest thing since, I don't know, since whenever. Wait a minute, man. God, this warehouse fire, horrifying. 40 people. This is like the old days. You used to see stories like this all the time. Nightclub fires all the time. They've been in recent years, within the last 30 years, I'd say they've abated to the point of none. There was the one that the fireworks that went off in New England. Where was this? Oakland, California. U.S. Army stepping in on that Dakota pipeline. Well, it's Kirk Douglas. Right, Kirk Douglas is still alive, isn't he? Which I think is pretty cool, you know? Austria rejects anti-immigrant populists in presidential election. Images of Cuba. All right, let's see. Yeah, look at this. Manchester. A dull draw. Fellaini flops as Man United drop in dull draw. All right, man. Here's what I got to do with sports. Well, do sports, I'll do the news. Daisy, I think I'm sane.
Does she really know? Oh, I love you.
Harvey's news is going to just sound like a foreign fucking language. Mike Pence, what a fucking moron. How bad do you want to be vice president, man, when you can't answer a simple question with anything that makes any fucking sense at all? Why do you think it's great to make... Why is it refreshing to make false statements? Well, people like a guy that's honest. What do you mean? So you like a guy that's dumb? Is that what you're saying? Guy doesn't make any fucking sense. Millions of voters. Fraud. Where's the proof? Where's the evidence? Well, there isn't any. But it's possible. Mm-hmm. But do you think he... But it's refreshing to hear him say that. Refreshing to hear him just say shit that's blatantly fucking false. There we go. All right, let me get my shit together here, man. Da-da-da-dee. What am I doing? Oh, yeah. And then comes... Is that... Let me see what time, what kind of time we got here. We're probably... Yeah.
I remember you.
What the fuck is with... Maybe it's my eyes.
I remember you.
Monday, here it is.
Yahoo! I remember too, a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the dew when my life.
Excuse me. Then I will tell them I rem... These are all pictures, Jack. I don't want these, okay? Stupid is in, man. Stupid is in now. Being, saying dumb shit, not proving anything, not having any backup for anything, just saying dumb shit is what's happening. Because all that fancy talk and all that need of proving shit and all that, that's really, we're not getting anywhere with that. Let's try something new. Let's be stupid, not have any proof or any evidence of anything, say really wildly irresponsible shit. Yeah, that's the way to go. As if we haven't lived through 10,000 fucking years of human evolution and have seen time and again that that kind of thinking leads to dictatorship. When you abdicate your fucking intellect, your brain, you just abdicate that to the leader. Well, he knows best. You are asking for a fucking dictatorship. You know, we're soft in this country. I'll tell you where we're soft. We're soft in this country that we would accept that, that we don't have enough knowledge of history. We don't have enough knowledge of the world. We don't have enough knowledge of what's right in front of our faces to accept something like that. Then I will tell them... Hockey. No hockey. Just me. All right, man. Fuck this. Let's try this. Let's try this bitch on for size. Wait a minute, what am I doing? Okay.
By golly, I think we've got it, you know. I think we have it as well together as we're possibly going to have it, you know. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we've got it completely fucking together, but I think it most assuredly.
Dig it, man. All right.
Yes, hello, Phil. Well, good afternoon, Phil. Yeah, this is Tom Catton, and hello, Phil.
Hello, this is Tom Catton's health wagon.
Hello, Phil, this is Tom Catton. I've had so much fun being, and I was there at the improv the other night.
We had Tom Catton get up and do some. All right, man. What?
Walking around.
Hmm.
The one of the NYSE, 3-1 of the NASDAQ.
All right, man.
Well, Phil, hello. Hi. It's nice to be with you. Thank you for having me on the program. Remember that Tom Catton's health wagon, just a handful of grain a day, can save a handful of your brain a day. And Tom Catton's health wagon.
A handful of grain a day can save a handful of your brain a day. That much of your brain, huh? That's right. What's wrong with that? Nothing. Jesus, Phil. What? Okay. What? What? Testing 1-2. Now, one of the things here, you know, I'm loath to use test 1-2. This motherfucker, this goddamn TriCaster is loud. And hi, Phil Hendry here. Hi, it's Phil Hendry. Hi, Phil Hendry here. Hello. I just think it's noisy. It's particularly noisy tonight. It might even be the printer. Hello. That's another reason why we got to move this goddamn studio, because I got too much fucking equipment in the same room with me. Not to mention the fact that it's blazing hot when you have that much equipment. Okay. We're ready to go, man. We're good. We ain't going to get no better than this. All right. Okay.